Hello, this is Christopher Ross from Revelation of Truth. Today is Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m. We are going to talk about the law of Moses. The law of Moses is wished to be obligated to this article to give brief analysis of substance of the law, to point out the main principle, to explain the proposition of which occupies the process of divine revelation. In order to do this more clearly, it seems to speak of the law. First, the relation to the past. Second, its own instincts character. Law of Moses' reference to the past is all important from proper understanding of the law. To remember the entire dependence on a Abrahamic covenant. You also can see that in Genesis, Galatians, the third chapter, the 17th to the 24th verse. That covenant have twofold character. It contains the spiritual promise of the Messiah, but it contains also the temporal promise subsidiary to the former. The natural of this relation of the law is to promise is clearly point out. The belief of God as the Redeemer of man and hope of the manifestation as such into his person of the Messiah involved that belief that the spiritual power must be superior to all carnal obstructions, that there was in a man's spirit element which could be ruled by his life by communion with the spirit from above. But it involved also has the idea of a antilogical power of evil from which man has to be redeemed, existing in each indivisible and existing also in the world of large. Now it is a less necessity to remark the period of his history which was given and marked it and determined the translation of Israel from the condition of a tribe that of a nation, and its defined assumption of distinction, position of the office in the history of the world, yet new in its general composition of probably not wholly new in its material, there must necessarily has been before the law, commandments, and revelation of a fragmentary character on which Israel have to hear their grow up. So far, therefore, as the consistence with the object of the Jewish law, the custom of the Palestine and the law of Egypt would doubtless be tractable in the Mosaic system. It is close connection with and almost in consequence of this reference in articulate, we find it a accommodation of the law to the temple of the circumstances of the Israelites, to which our law refers in case of divorce as necessary interfering with the absolute perfection. Here again, what we see in the law of the views, but Paul's views of the law. First, we got to realize some things about the law to understand what the law is about. I'm just only give you a brief description of what the law actually was really meant for. You can do further research and we can talk about it more on Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. But I'm just giving you some highlights of what the law was supposed to be about. In many cases, it rather should be said to be guide to modify existing usage that actually citation them, and the ignorance of the existence may lead to the composition of the arbitrary not only error, but actually the reserve of the truth. In close connection with this subject, we observe that the gradual process by which the law was revealed to the Israelites. Here we can find this in in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter to the 23rd chapter, in direct connection with the revelation of Mount Messiah, that which may be called the rough outlines of the Mosaic Law is given by God, solemnly recorded by Moses, and expect by the people in Exodus, the 25th chapter, and the 31st verse. There is a similar outline of the Masonic ceremony on the basis that these, it may be conceived that the fabric of the Mosaic system gradually go up from the requirements of time. The first revelation of the law and everything like a perfect form is found by the book of Deuteronomy. Yet even then the revelation was not final. It was the duty of the prophet to amend and explain in a special point. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter in the first verse, and it bring out more clearly and great principles. I'm going to put this up on my Facebook page, Revelation with Truth, and we could go into some more details about the law of Moses, but I'm only going to give you three more pointers about the law of Moses. It is given by the analysis of substance of the law. It will probably be better to treat it as any other system of the law. It's usually treated by dividing into the law, civil, law criminal, law justal, and constitutional. The law of a person, father, and son. Again, we are going to go in deeper about it a little bit more on Monday, but that's just a little bit aspects of the law of Moses. Again, I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page on Revelation of Truth so we can get the full understanding of the law of Moses. I want you to reflect on some of this stuff that the Bible study tool, which I'm getting this information from the BibleStudyTools.com, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook page and everything. And I want to get some more highlights and some more pointers about the law of Moses so that we can break it down and so we can get it together and understand it together. We are not perfect. We are all striving to be like Jesus. And we want to know more about the law of Moses. And this right here is a good brief of information that you can look at, that you can get into the law of Moses and break it down law by law. And I want you to interact with me on this subject about the law of Moses. We are all here to learn and to grasp information about the law of Moses. And I just want you to stay blessed in the Lord and keep your keep everything, you know, in perfect peace with yourself and other people. Pray for this radio station that we will actually reap the benefits that what God has in store for us. We are still looking for people to advertise their church service or advertise the programs that they are having. You can get with me on my page, Revelation with Truth, with Minister Austin on Facebook. And I will also have the link to my email address on that page, on my Facebook page. We're asking you to take heed of what's going on in your area. Take heed what's going on with the politics. And remember, God still loves you. Amen.